First, a Bayfield County farmer survived for 19 days in the Canadian wilderness as a contestant on the 10th season of Alone, the History Channel's televised survival competition. Though she was the second of 10 contestants to call for help, she made Wisconsin proud by demonstrating her survival expertise, hunting, foraging, trapping, and braving the elements completely on her own.
It's a very hard decision, and it feels like it's too early. I don't want to go. I really like it here, but I think it's a huge accomplishment even just to be where I'm at, you know? I can't believe I'm here. It's a gift. It really is.
Ann Rosenquist is an organic farmer, forager, and survivalist in northern Wisconsin, where she co-owns Northwind Organic Farm in Bayfield County. She's here to talk about the challenges and triumphs she encountered while fending for herself in one of the harshest environments in North America. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. It's good to be here.
Where did you learn your very impressive, I gotta say, survival skills?
I think it's just my life, my whole life. I grew up on a small resort on the north shore of Lake Superior. I do a lot of primitive skills, different events, and teach at different things. Just picking up things and having the interest and reading books, and it's just kind of what I like to do.
What made you say, yes, I want to try this challenge of going on the show alone and see how long I could last?
Well, it's kind of the perfect opportunity because you get to go out and go as far as you can, and then there's a tap-out button, and they come and pick you up. So,
what were you hoping to get out of it? What made you want to be out there and show off these skills?
Well, the final prize, of course, is the final person out there. If they outlast everybody else, gets $500,000. That's nice, I guess. I'm not sure I ever expected to get that, but I learned a lot about myself out there and just what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of.
Now, I want to set the scene here a little bit. I always assume that these shows, there is a camera crew that shows up from time to time around you. I have that wrong, right? There's just some stationary cameras.
No, actually, they give you a huge box full of camera gear, and they train you ahead of time. A couple GoPros and some other different cameras, and you film yourself. And you can have a couple going at one time. You know, you might have one on your body and one in the distance. You have a mic on you at all times. So you're basically filming yourself from the time you get up in the morning until you go to bed.
What was it like just being, totally alone, apart from the survival element of this, but the only person to talk to is, I guess, you?
Well, you can talk to the camera, but then you realize the camera ran out of batteries, so that's not, I don't know. There were different, there was a gray jay that kept coming through camp and my little camp, and there was squirrels that came through, and I didn't really feel too alone, actually.
What was the first challenge you decided to tackle there? Was it food, shelter, water? What was your priority as you settled into your temporary home there?
I basically was kind of working on food and shelter both at the same time. Food was hard. They didn't show everything I did for food, but I made a gill net. I had the wind coming at me the whole time, either from the south or the north. It was always coming in my direction on my little spit of land that I was allowed to stay in. So I decided that I was going to swim my little lure that I made out into the water, swim back, and then reel it in to get it out far enough. That was not successful.
What were some of your most successful foraging and hunting and fishing methods?
Oh, I found quite a bit of wild mushrooms. I did get a grouse. I tried, eating reindeer moss, which is edible if you, boil it, three times. If you don't boil it, then it's poisonous and you die. But I tried different things like that. Basically, I got so hungry and so dehydrated that I had to come back.
Yeah, as I understand it, what made you have to come back, you're feeling pretty bad, and one of the reasons was a shortage of salt, which, as Americans, that's not something we experience very often. What was it like to have this, what we take for granted, this mundane material salt, be such an obstacle in the wilderness?
Yeah, you know, I sort of had this inkling in the back of my head that maybe salt was important, and I actually, that could be one of your 10 items, but I kind of changed it up and didn't bring the salt, and I'm sorry I didn't do that, because that would have really helped me.
We're talking to Ann Rosenquist, organic farmer in Bayfield County, about her experience by herself on the TV show Alone on the History Channel, 19 days in the Canadian wilderness. You mentioned those 10 items, Ann, and I imagine you get to pick 10 things to bring with you. I imagine that must have been some excruciating decision-making. How did you set those priorities?
Oh, and I went back and forth. You know, I went back and forth of what I was going to bring, but I finally, you know, decided on different things. And I think if I were to do it again, it would be a different set of 10 things.
Now, if people out there are thinking, yeah, I'd like to try some survival type outdoor experience, but they don't have the kind of background you have, what kind of things could people do to learn those skills and learn what the challenges that they might face before they just put themselves out there?
Oh, I think you can find a lot of stuff on YouTube, and there's books written by different survivalists, like Morris Kochanski. He's an old timer. He's, you know, long gone, and other different people. Going to primitive skills events, they're kind of fun. They're usually a week long. They're all over the country. They're fun.
I was looking at the website for Northwind Organic Farm, and you clearly have a big priority on minimizing your environmental impact. Can you talk about kind of your philosophy and how maybe being out there and alone reinforced that connection with the environment?
Actually, you know, I think the two of them go side by side. It's kind of making do with what you have. We're off grid up here. We like to work with the environment instead of working against it. So we have a lot of different variety of crops. So if there's a crop failure, we're not going to go down. So we grow a lot of different fruits and vegetables, and it's all in different little areas. And it's kind of a crazy lifestyle. We have used cars and the off-grid thing with the solar panels, and we don't buy very many new things, you know.
Now, you went through this experience on 19 days in the Canadian wilderness. Given the opportunity, would you do it again?
Of course. I would.
Is there a type? Go ahead.
Oh, it was just fun. I mean, I'm more scared of people than, you know, of wild animals. So I wasn't scared out there. It was kind of like my own space. You know, I could just be my own person out there.
Yeah, you described it elsewhere as a spiritual experience when you look back at it. Could you talk about that a little?
It really was. It was so pristine up there. You know, we flew in a small plane even to get up to that lake, Reindeer Lake, way up in northeastern Saskatchewan. There's nothing down below. There's no people. There's no roads. It's so beautiful. And that white reindeer moss with the black spruce, it's more of a primitive environment, too. There's a lot less variety of plants.
Is there another place you'd like to do a challenge? Is there an environment in the world where you'd like to, you know, give it a try and spend 10, 20, 30 days there?
Probably the north. Probably somewhere in the north. I'm not sure I'm made for the tropics.
Do you have favorite areas in Wisconsin, whether you're just going for a hike or camping, even if it's not, you know, a more extreme survival type scenario?
Well, Bayfield County is pretty nice. I like to go up to Mount Ashwaubay and cross-country ski in the winter and kayak on Lake Superior in the summer and go for hikes and look for mushrooms. And it's a pretty peaceful place up here. And it's cool today. It's only 67 degrees.
Not bad. Now, you mentioned that on the farm you live off the grid as much as possible. The solar panels are one part of that. What are some of the things you've developed over the years to reduce your impact and reduce your reliance on outside inputs?
We have an electric tractor that we use for tilling. We have a few electric cars that we run around the farm with that we're using. We power them from the sun because we're totally off grid. We actually have batteries. that charge up our systems. We also have a wind generator, so we're pretty self-reliant in that way.
Now, getting back to a loan, something I wanted to ask, Anne, you know, I got to say, it's kind of painful watching you in the last moments of your experience there, trying to figure out what was wrong, if you needed to call for help. Have you gone back and watched that yourself?
I have, and it's hard for me to watch. I didn't edit it. Uh-huh. I wish they wouldn't have put that in there, but I think they like to relate to the audience and stuff. I'd rather they would have showed me doing something instead of being all touchy-feely. I am sort of Scandinavian, you know.
Yeah. What didn't we end up seeing on the show that you wish had been there, seeing Anne Rosenquist in action?
Well, you know, there was that swimming with the lures. I also spent a lot of time chasing a squirrel that lived up above me. He had this huge complex with probably 20 different holes that went into this huge pile of, like, cones from black spruce tree, and it was enormous. And he was out there just the king of whatever, and I got right up to him and I just missed him with my bow. But every time he saw me, he would hide the whole time. So I spent a lot of time waiting for him. It was kind of hilarious, actually.
And we'll leave it there.
There.
Thank you so much for sharing this experience with us.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
That's Anne Rosenquist, a forager and off-grid organic farmer living in Bayfield County. She survived for 19 days in the Canadian wilderness as a contestant on the 10th season of Alone, the History Channel's televised survival competition. New episodes of Alone air Thursdays at 8 Central on the History Channel.